I do want to announce that I got a summer job, guys.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to be the announcer.
Summer job?
Yes.
Still after
summer
all these
job,
years?
Summer not.
It's a 13-week job. I'm going to be the voice of the announcer on Big Brother. Big Brother.
Big Brother.
I'm going to be locked in an announcer's booth from July 9th to the end of September.
Oh, no.
So well, they have to be constantly available.
They have to watch out for this show.
To describe the goings-on in this, you know, this on-lot Big Brother house where they've locked these people
locked
up.
Locked people in a house. Right.
And I have to be on three times a week, every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So, you know. Now,
are you trying to get people to watch this business?
I don't care. I don't care if they watch or not. I've got a contract for 13 weeks, and by God, it's reality television. That means that the reality is they're going
to
do that.
And so whatever happens, you have to react to in real time,
sort
of?
But I would like to. I want to just give a taste of what I'm going to be doing, okay? Now, to make this real, Warren, did you do it? Yeah. I have locked us into the studio, okay? Yeah, and we're going to be here until Monday, okay? So that I can rehearse. Let me get into the food.
I got a life, man. I got a family. I got a baby.
Today on Big Brother, Pete is using craft and cunning to claim ownership of the airwaves, revenge himself against the others, and claim his weekly rations, while Warren Dewey eats peanut butter and jailbait sandwiches on the other side of the glass to drive them all insane. Meanwhile, under cover of idiocy, Dave and Phil enter into an alliance
that
conspires secretly to cut Proctor's microphone off so that he won't waste valuable XM radio time practicing his stupid...
Come on, I'm not here. Hey, guys! Guys, plug in the microphone cord.
Well, it looks like somebody needs to be the leader.
All right, little buddy. Bring on the...
Might as well.
That's the me. That's reality television.